Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
What up, ladies and gentlemen? Handle your business. We back for another week, another episode of I Hate the Homies, Rock Teezy's Who I Be.
It's your boy Griff, the sports homie, and I hate the homie.
It's your boy Super Dave, but guess what? We don't care.
We don't care.
Listen, tell you something, man. We're going to get into it, man. Subscribe, download, rate, and review. Click the alert bell next to the subscribe and download button so you can get the alert every time we drop a new episode. And we love your five-star reviews, man. So this week, we're going to get into it, man. We're going to talk about Celtics suspending Ime Udoka, head coach of the Celtics, for cheating on his girlfriend slash fiance slash wife Nia Long. I don't know if they married or not, but
No. That ain't why he get. That ain't why he got suspended, though. It ain't got nothing to do with Nia Long.
Can I do my tease, player?
My bad.
Can I do my tease? Because the way I just said it, now people are gonna be like, wait a minute, what I just hear?
He's on.
College football recap. We got the NFL football recap. We got the yay or nay. A lot of stuff we're going to be getting into. We're going to bring up a story about Brittany Griner. How is she doing? And one of her friends is actually like, yo, I'm going to play in Russia.
Listen.
I don't know if that's a good idea right now, but she's trying to get that bag. So
in the middle of a whole war.
Come on, dog. All money ain't good money.
Man.
As we say, Ray Duggar, let's go.
You done messed up, Aaron.
Yeah, huh? I've been geeking for this broadcast. Got me in my bag, cause all they do is talk a lot of trash. Wait until I see him face to face off of this podcast. What you gotta say now? Check the facts, don't have a wrong stat. Rock T, he a genius as a sport, make Ricky smile, boy. Super Davey Harley come up short on like it's Cowboys. Always controversial, Griff call up plays, no rehearsal. Got me talking all in circles. Ah, I hate the homies. And Griff be laughing like it's funny. But they never bet no money. They my mans, but they throw me. Ah, I hate the homies.
All right, so let's get it popping. Let's start off with Celtics head coach Ime Udoka. He's been suspended for the entire 2022-2023 year. He did apologize. He had some relations with the team travel planner, okay? And this travel planner used to organize travel trips for his girlfriend, Nia Long. We all know Nia Long.
Fiance. Of 12 years that I just found out last week. But guess what? He only been a coach to us for a couple seasons, so we ain't know his business. But allegedly, they've been together hella long.
Man, let me tell you something. Now, this travel planner is also alleged to be Al Horford's sister.
Oh, hold on. I didn't know that.
Al Horford is one of the players that played for the Boston Celtics.
Well, yes.
It's alleged right now, but that's something that I'm reading on the internet. So you never know who's telling the truth or not.
It's too many stories going on the internet. Nobody knows the truth. Only the Boston Celtics know the truth.
Look, we all on morning shows. You two on the Ricky Smiley morning show. I'm on Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell, both nationally syndicated shows. What y'all been saying? What the sports genius got to say about, first of all, no, this is unprecedented in the NBA. This has never happened. All I hear and see is the anger. Somebody was mad, dog. They did 3 months of investigation.
Rule number one. The Boston Celtics should have never let this leak outside of the organization. This is not public information, man. Listen, I'm not going to sit up and call out people and players and people in the executive office of cheating on their significant others. This is something that should have been left internally. But the reason why it wasn't, in my opinion, is because it was high up. It was a high up exec's wife. But then again, now they're saying it's Al Horford's sister. I don't know what's going on, man.
Right. They said it was two people, but this is how I feel, dog. for them to put in a 3-month investigation, somebody was like, I want him out of here right now. And they had to be like, no. We got to make sure all our dots and everything, you understand me? So to me, the crime, if it is one, is between him and his wife, and they're not even married. It's between him and his fiance, Nia Long.
Right.
Now, Al Horford's sister, and that's cold that you just threw Al Horford family under the bus, dog, because I ain't heard.
Hey, I just report what I see, man. That's why I say it allegedly, so we don't even know if that part's true yet.
All I know is the same chick that moved Nia Long to the East Coast and their 10-year-old son, because they do have a child.
Right.
Same chick that he was sleeping with.
Ooh.
So
it's, can you imagine that, man? So she
Nia Long want to bust her in the mouth.
Man. Right. Super Day, what you think, bro?
You know what? This is not the first. This won't be the last time that this happens. I mean, Hills got publicized because of the Boston Celtics. This happens probably every single day in almost every single office out there. He's not the first person that's going to cheat. We got pastors, we got lawyers, we got doctors that cheat. Those stories don't come out. Hills did. I think Boston made the big, big mistake. And I'm not saying he didn't make a mistake. He made a big mistake because he cheated on his girlfriend, fiance. It wasn't his wife. I'm with Griff on that. It still wasn't his wife. But the point is, you're supposed to have that trust there. He cheated. But at the end of the day, Boston didn't have to publicize this. If you're going to do anything, you do it behind closed doors. If you want to suspend him, suspend him. But if you want to fire him, fire him. They did him wrong by letting him sit there for a year. And after a year, if Boston gets back to the NBA Finals, you say he's coming back to be the head coach?
Dog, no, he is not. Automatically fired right now. Let's stop beating around the bush. This man don't have a job. So while we talking about Nia Long and how Nia Long feel, Nia Long need to get her whole Hillary Clinton on right now. That's what she need to do, because I don't have a job. And the bad part is, it really went through Boston. The East went through Boston, depending on how Brooklyn was going to play this year. And that sucks, dog. That sucks that. And let's just say out loud, Boston don't like black people.
Come on, dog.
I mean, you know, let's not. Boston ain't fans of, that ain't one of the awesome states in America where black people got rights. They corrupt and sorry, been sorry. Any Bostonians out there, you know what it is.
They're corrupt, but at the end of the day, it's still on the head coach. He has everything to lose. You got this team the NBA. You got this team to the NBA Finals. Next season, he could be looking at a big contract because of what he did the season before. He passed that up over some pee. That's what he did. And all pee ain't that good.
He had to get that nappy dugout.
Here's the president. In your football game is 6-6, by the way. Here's the president of the Boston Celtics defending the women in the organization.
I would, reiterate that it was a long, thorough process. And, obviously it's been a hard time. But I think, the only thing that I would like to say is that I thought, and Wick mentioned it already, I thought, we have a lot of talented women in our organization. And I thought yesterday was really hard on them. And I think that, nobody can control Twitter speculation and rampant bullshit. But I do think that we, as an organization, have a responsibility to make sure we're there to support them now, because a lot of people were dragged unfairly into that.
I feel like the president of the Boston Celtics just got on a conference and made it sound like it was R. Kelly stuff going on in the organization. First thing we all need to understand is this is consensual sex with some adults. You understand me? Let's not make it sound like the coach was raping people. That's how I felt. Did that feel like somebody was raping somebody? Like, I stand by the women. Like, we stand by the women too, but the women said, let's get it on. So who we standing by?
How much do you stand by the women? Brad Stevens made the statement about you know, the women getting treated unfairly with the Celtics because people calling them out on Twitter and just putting people out there.
Well, but hell, you heard right. At the end of the day,
they could have resolved this because at the end of the day, you put him out there. He wasn't by himself. He's with somebody else with that organization. You put her on Front Street too. So then we know the truth. The truth right. is out there. We don't have to worry about anybody making any kind of speculation. If you're going to put one person out there, if he did it by himself, it'd be a different story. But it's not.
It'd be a dumb story too if he did it by himself.
You know what I'm saying?
Head coach of the Boston Celtics playing with himself. Film at 11.
Massaging the meat missile.
No one gets hurt at that point. But that's Boston's fault. At the end of the day, it goes back to them. That's why I said they should have gone and suspend him. Just go ahead and fire him. Because you know you're not going to keep him around. You got them hanging out there on. Just waiting. Some other team may want him, and that some other team will take a shot because he got a team to the NBA Finals, and somebody else will take a shot at him.
I thought about that, and maybe you understand this too, Rock. It's only 34, 32 basketball owners. You don't think they all on the email and the chat and the phone chat, and nobody better not hire this dude if like this. The way they did, Boston's so dirty. They real dirty. I hope they have a horrible season now. We was just saying about 5-6 episodes, it's going to be good to see Boston and Brooklyn and Miami. And don't do that, brother, like that, man. When the owner of the Patriots is just running around with prostitutes and private jets.
What? Let me tell you something, man. Udoka is going to be out of the game 2, maybe 3 years, and then somebody will hire him in 2025, 2026, something like that. He'll have another job. He just got to go chill somewhere, disappear, you know, take his punishment.
Be a coach in Russia.
There you Yes, indeedy. But we'll keep y'all posted on that, man. Let's get into some college football, man. There was an upset over the weekend. Oklahoma, ranked number 6, got beat by Kansas State, unranked. Kansas State, what y'all think?
Adrian Martinez, the transfer from Nebraska, put them things on Oklahoma. I never saw it coming. I kept saying Martinez. He was with Nebraska. So now, where they got Kansas State at? Did Kansas State break the top 15?
Nah.
They're in the top 25 now.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think they're in the teens yet. They're probably 20, 21, something like that.
I'm happy for, which one of y'all like Oklahoma the best? Or is it Oklahoma State? I can't remember.
No, I like Oklahoma, but I told someone the other day that this is always going to be a thorn in their side. I don't care if Lincoln Riley's there. I don't care if Bob Stoops is there. They always have a problem with Kansas State. Always.
Why? What them boys doing in Manhattan if they hate Oklahoma State?
It's like Kansas State, they're built to beat Oklahoma. That is the one team in the Big 12 that's a thorn in their side. Okay. If you get past that game, you can go undefeated. More than likely, that is your one loss during the season. And it's happened the last 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
I'm not surprised by that.
How about Texas A&M knocking off Arkansas?
Well, It was in Texas A&M. It was where the Aggies play in Arkansas. I mean, name me 4 people from Arkansas right now. They number 10, but they not as all right. I thought they was gonna lose that game. Texas A&M needs some get back. Texas A&M need to beat them a bunch of top 10 teams for somebody to even care about them again. So shout out to the Texas A&M coach because I thought he did exactly what he needed to do. And then Florida and Tennessee, that game was awesome. That game was awesome. So Tennessee, I don't know if y'all know.
Tennessee look good, dog.
My Tennessee homies told me, I'm going to ask both of y'all, we know rivals and who, Michigan, Ohio State, you know. Who do you think Tennessee's real rival is in the SEC, if you had to guess?
Kentucky, maybe. Auburn, maybe, a little bit.
Georgia. I'll put Georgia in there.
I got a homeboy who, like, he our age. He, like, Griff, my great-grandfather, my grandfather, my dad, me, all Tennessee, my whole life. Probably missed 5 games in the season my whole life. Like, he said it's Florida. I said, really? I would have never thought that. And he said, Griff, let me tell you why. Because every time Florida comes to Tennessee, to Knoxville, the Florida players walk around the whole stadium before the game going like this, doing the alligator chomp. It's the most disrespectful. They throwing things on them. My homeboy said they're not the starters anyway, so it don't matter, but that ain't the point. The point is they crip walking on their whole stadium, dog.
Let's talk about the other team in Florida. Miami getting beat by Middle Tennessee. Yo!
This ain't the Canes you grew up on. This ain't the Canes 20 years ago. This is a totally different team. I'm telling you what happened was they came in, they went into last week's game against A&M, and that was going to be their game, their coming out party. They beat A&M. They look like they're back in the mix and they're back one of the top schools in the country. They lose that game. And the way they lost it, because the quarterback play was awful in that game, I think what you saw against Middle Tennessee was what you expect. They wasn't ready to play. They had everything all built up for that one game against A&M, and they never recovered from that. And they had the bench to starting quarterback in the game against Middle Tennessee. That's the most embarrassing part. They were three or four touchdowns ahead. That was supposed to be like a 28-point game blowout over them. You end up losing that football game.
You got to be happy for the people in Murfreesboro who are diehard Blue Raider fans for their team to knock over off somebody like Miami. Granted, it ain't the Miami that we grew up with, but it's still somebody's Miami, and got lifted over the weekend, dog. And guess what? Michigan was in a dogfight with Maryland. I ain't gonna lie. Tua little brother, Tua. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Tua.
Yeah.
First of all, is a problem.
Yes, sir.
And we was catching it in the first half.
Yeah.
We slowed it down, figured him out. But that boy's special. He's gonna be in the NFL next season. He's a special young man.
Some experts are saying he better than Tua. So,
no, Tua said he better than him. He said, my little brother, wait, he been saying that since he was at Alabama.
Yeah, man, he's nice. I can't wait to see how he continues to develop, man.
And let's throw those horn signs down now. Remember, you get penalized for that, but you lose against Texas Tech over the weekend. And all that hype we heard about Texas playing Alabama close and what they were going to do when it's time to play Oklahoma, you got to take care of business before you get to Oklahoma, before you play that team. And you lose to Texas Tech the way they did. They had that game won, and it's what we saw last season with the Longhorns. And you're seeing it again this year. They're not ready. So for people to say there's time for them to come out for that come out party, it ain't happening right now. Yeah, they may have a chance to beat Oklahoma, but still, you already lost two games this season. Two.
Yeah, I'm not gonna disagree.
You're not in the driver's seat right now for the Big 12 championship.
I ain't gonna disagree with that. I mean, I'm gonna continue to ride on what I said about the Alabama game. They was gonna play Alabama really good and tough. No, I said Texas A&M was gonna beat Alabama.
That's a way to go out on the limb. I like that.
Shoot. There it is, man. What else? We're gonna go through the top 10 real fast.
It's the same, ain't nothing really changed. Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State, Michigan. Clemson was in a overtime. First of all, I was in Wake Forest. Clemson played Wake Forest in Wake Forest, and Dabo did the most disrespectful thing in overtime a coach could do. He went for two, and it wasn't even time to go for two. He just, let us get out of here.
Right.
I'm sick of Wake Forest. Wake Forest was in it for a minute. USC's number six. I watched that boy play. I watched that USC game, dog. Lincoln got him something over there in Los Angeles.
Hey, I think USC gonna be in the playoffs, bro, this year.
He got him something, but it's always gonna be the question mark about that defense. Oregon State played him tough.
The Beavers grow up.
Okay, then, and you barely escaped that game. So
but I like the calmness of that quarterback, man, for USC. That boy.
They're going to be all right, man. Yeah. They're going to keep gelling. They're going to be gelling every game. They're going to be gelling. So I think they're gonna be in the playoffs, bro. I got them. I got us one of my four teams.
Don't sleep on North Carolina State at number 10, though, and Kentucky at 8. I like Kentucky just slow, just creeping. But they gotta play too many SEC teams.
We're talking about
Mississippi State. They can lose. I mean, you know,
it's we're talking about all these teams at the top, in the top 10, top 15, but they gotta play each other. So it's all gonna work itself out over the next month or so. And we won't be talking about some of these teams because they'll have two or three losses already.
Well, let's talk about the game of the weekend. Let's shift to the NFL. Miami Dolphins are quietly 3-0. They knock off who I think is going to be the Super Bowl champions this year, the Buffalo Bills. I watched every second of this game. I couldn't get off the couch. Man, they was going at it.
Well, so you're still impressed with this team to say they're going to the Super Bowl.
They are going to the Super Bowl, and they're going to win it.
They can't go to the Super Bowl because they have no running game. When Josh Allen has to throw the ball 63 times in that football game, he was the leading rusher in the game with 8 rushes for 47 yards.
Hold on. Not to cut you off. Your defense looked so horrible just now, dog. A Giants running back just ran for 46 yards right up the middle, 13-6.
All right, so let me
we're gonna get to your team, so don't worry. We talk about horrible in a minute.
Yeah, we don't want to go there, Griff. You should have kept your mouth shut, bro. But yeah. Back to the no running game, bro.
Yeah.
So you mean to tell me Tom Brady had off the chain running backs?
He always had running backs that was rushing for 800 yards every season. If you went to New England, you was gonna get you. You might not break 1,000, but
Josh Allen is your leading rusher. That is trouble for a quarterback for 18 games, and you're talking about the playoffs too. I don't care what you think. The bottom line is, yeah, your defense is pretty good. You got a decent, you have a pretty good quarterback in Josh Allen, but Buffalo is making him do everything, and you just can't do that.
He was one play away from the Super Bowl last year. Running backs, offensive scheme.
How many teams we can say that about? I mean, I can go down the list. Kansas City had a chance to go to Super Bowl II last year. They lost to Cincinnati. Who cares? Who
won? Why? Let me break both of y'all up. Why did Tua console that man like a big mama after the game in his chest and just held him there, telling him everything going to be all right, sir?
Yeah. He put his chest because Josh is up here, Tua's down here, and Josh put his head. That was an interesting moment. That was an interesting moment.
You sure it wasn't just Josh Allen trying to hold Tua up? Did you see that play before the half?
Woo!
Tua should have come back in that game.
It wasn't a head injury. He said it was his back.
Okay, come on. Forget that.
Back went out, dog.
You saw the play at before the half.
He hit his head on the turf, bro.
Oh, he hit his head on the turf real hard, got up, started running, and them legs started looking like spaghetti.
Them legs did the Pinocchio with the strings on.
Y'all
know what a concussion is. That's a concussion. They ain't got to do with a back. That's why the NFL Players Association, they're looking into it right now.
That's right.
Because they want to make sure that the protocol went the right way. Now, he shouldn't have been back out there, but I ain't the head coach. I ain't the doctor. They said he went through the protocol. That's fine. But he didn't look good after that play.
You know who else?
You got to be happy for the Dolphin fans, man, which are very scarce. I've been to a couple Dolphin games. They be wearing LeBron jerseys and Dwayne Wade jerseys. They're the weirdest fans ever, dog. Like, I need to meet somebody who's been a Dolphin fan for like 40 years. Like I never met one.
So you're not gonna meet one, dog. Yeah. Like you're not gonna meet a 40-year Dolphin fan.
I've never met one, dog. I would like to meet one.
But I tell you one thing, you probably would like to meet a victory because your doggone Raiders got the doggone goose egg right about now. 0-3. Y'all just can't get it right, bro. Got all that talent on,
man. Put your hat back on. I like the hat. Put the tiny hat on.
There's really nothing you can say, man.
Over your head. Let me see that chrome dome. You can't say nothing right now. Your head is shaped like y'all wins. Zero.
That was good, dog.
So promising, bro. Like on paper, you're like, oh, this is their year. Carr finally got what he needs. They're gonna continue to improve on defense. They got an amazing offense with them doggone tight ends. I'm like, yo, and you bring Adams over there. You know, it's like you got a running game. Like, what's going on, man?
Real. You talk to me? Okay, you talk to us because you were all hyped. Remember, Rock, when it was preseason?
Yeah.
And all we heard was,
what do you know?
The Carr and Adams. They were roommates in college. I said, you're going to get grown men. Who cares about what happened in college? Who was
right? He said, when they get in that huddle, they're going to be drawing up plays. Right. And then talking about, yeah, y'all remember? Go ahead, dog. Go ahead and get your little 2 cents in, man.
Hey, man. It looked like I'm crying, but we so bad, dog. Like, I should have just played fantasy football. So I ain't played fantasy football this year because I was like, my team going to the Super Bowl and I need to concentrate and I don't want to care about no other players. Dog, we look, and I'll just say this. Yeah, we look like garbage, dog. We look like garbage. And the Detroit Lions is out here 2-1. That's all.
No, I wasn't going to say. I was going to wait till you finish. It should be 3-0.
I want to say this, Rock, before. No, garbage look better than y'all. Don't put garbage down like that. That look like crap.
Hey, you know what? I can take it.
Well, you go take it.
We lose another game, dog. It's back to the old. Listen, I know y'all don't know what it's like to know that your season is over by Halloween. I know my whole life. And if we lose another game, dog, that's what it's looking like. Start looking at these quarterbacks in college.
Who told you that? who told you that in week one? I told you that. You still got hype. You were still going crazy over there.
I love my team.
Hey, Dave, let's go ahead and leave it alone, man. He's taking a little rub. Let's go ahead and talk about my Detroit Lions who blew game.
Before you go to Detroit Lions, let's talk about somebody else because you always talk about this guy every single week. Let's go back to Carson Wentz.
Oh, my God.
We're not talking about awful. Ask him what awful feels like. 17 hits against the Eagles, 9 sacks.
Nice.
I don't know where his body is. His body is in that turf.
And I'm not.
When you watch your kids play Fortnite and they shoot somebody and they just disappear, that's Carson Wentz's body.
Yeah, they treat him like a rag doll. But I'm not changing my stance on what I said at the end of his season statistically. So we're gonna leave it right there.
Going against better teams, like I told you, Philadelphia is a better team.
Now I don't know if you want
to
say
that. Philadelphia is scary. That is a scary team to play. Even though I'm looking at their schedule, they still ain't played nobody.
But your whole division don't play nobody, dog. I wish I could play Washington twice a year. I wish I could play the Giants twice a year.
You know what? Y'all still be 0-3. So don't go there with me.
Let's go to some other game. Oh, Tampa Bay losing.
I mean, that's not a surprise.
It was a surprise, though.
That was really a coin flip game. And Tom didn't even have all his weapons. Like, come on, bro. He got two receivers off the practice squad. You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on, his tight end's hurt. It's like, so, you know, for him to even have a chance to win that game at the end was even impressive.
I think the team y'all better watch out for, and I know you might laugh at me, but right now they're young and they're dumb, and that's Jacksonville.
Bro, I don't know what got into Jacksonville over the last couple weeks. That doggone Lawrence is starting to play a little bit.
They are a different team. That defense is pretty good. I like where they're going. I like where they're headed. And if anything, you wish you could change that logo and put your logo on the Jacksonville Jaguars. So you have a football team. You don't have one.
Who?
We got to play them in a minute.
Yeah, y'all going to lose to them too.
You know what? Let me tell you what's unfun right now as a Raider fan. Me and my wife was all excited. We was going to go to the Monday Night Football in Kansas City next week, next Monday. I don't want to go to that game, dog. I don't want to go to Arrowhead 0-3, dog, with that stupid crowd, dog. I ain't got the time, dog. I don't have the time. So now me and my wife going to – on Halloween weekend, my wife's birthday is Halloween. On the 30th, we play the Saints in New Orleans. Ooh, my wife never been to New Orleans. I want to go. I want to go. I like New Orleans fans. They dress up like the Raiders.
Yep.
They're fun people.
That's where you might get your win. That's where you might get your win. The Saints don't look good. Saints look awful.
You'll get a win only if Jameis Winston is still playing quarterback. But if they switch and bring out a backup,
They don't believe in. They don't believe in what's his name that much. They don't believe in the backup that much.
Now, hey, anything better than Jameis Winston? Doggone it, Mister! I'm gonna throw one touchdown to every three interceptions.
I think your Cowboys just scored Ezekiel.
There it is.
Right. So we watch it. This is what I love about this show, dog. We can go from how horrible my team is, and I got to eat it. We 0-3, dog. I know that we was the only 0-3 team in the whole league. Like, I was like, nobody else 0-3, dog. There's a couple people that's 0-2-1. Remember you were saying, I would have rather had a tie than, nah, I'd have took that tie right now, dog.
Y'all new slogan, just lose, baby. Just lose.
Let's go into yay or nay, Super Dave. Let's get it, man. Yay, homie, nay, homie. What we got?
I ain't letting that pass up. What you doing? What you doing, Griff? Talk to me.
I can't say nothing, dog. You right. My team is garbage, dog. We look like garbage, dog.
Oscar.
Okay, yay or nay. The first one, number one. You know who's going to be the Super Bowl halftime show entertainment for?
Rihanna.
For the NFL this season. Rihanna.
I love it.
It's not a coincidence that Rock Nation does the music now for the NFL. So it's Jay-Z getting everybody in.
And Jay-Z, hey, he knows this is an opportunity for him to get on stage during the Super Bowl because he got a song with Rihanna. He can bring out. Bring Eminem back. They can do that. You know, I think she should bring all them doggone duets that she's got, man, because she got some dope duets out there.
Hey, I love Rihanna. I don't like ASAP Rocky, I don't think. I just feel like she would like a dusty rapper, dog. Like, all the rappers, it's so many good billionaires out here, and you want to mess with a dude who's still going to jail for dumb things. Like, I don't like ASAP Rocky for Rihanna.
And
Rihanna ain't my girl crush or nothing. Like, I think Rihanna cool. She got a lot of forehead meat. She look like a she look like a black Peyton Manning in the face.
I never heard you say it like that.
You cold blooded, dog. Yay for Rihanna performing at the Super Bowl. Yay.
Yeah, yay for me too.
Okay, one more. NFL replacing Pro Bowl with flag. I said flag with an L. Football game.
I want to see the other one without the L. I want to see that one.
It'll be more interesting than the flag one.
Yeah, man. So they replacing the Pro Bowl with a flag game?
With a flag game and also NFL competition. They kind of been doing the competition thing over the last few years, but instead of, you know, because these guys don't go all at it when they're out there. It's
man.
Not about
it'd be 52-49 every year, dog.
You ain't trying to get hit. I don't know how flag football will make it better and will people watch that, but that's the route they want to go right now.
Anything better than that raggedy Pro Bowl, yay. I'll watch a doggone cheerleader competition. Yay.
I will watch a cheerleading competition over the Pro Bowl too. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. They should play all the Pro Bowl players should play a game of kickball.
I think, okay, so since it's flag now, anybody can play flag. Let's get some of these fans in there. Let's get some of these who you really want to see. We want to see Adrian Martinez from Kansas going up against Micah Parsons. Like, let's have some fun. Like, mix it up then if you're going to do that. Flag football, girl can play. How about
I'm
that?
I'm down for it.
Ain't nobody tackling nobody.
Let's go.
I think they should just get rid of the whole thing. I mean, I know these guys, and most of these guys, I mean, they want to be said they were named for the Pro Bowl, but at the end of the day, they don't want to play in the game. They want the check. They want the check that comes with it. But
what
at the end
it,
of the 30, day.
30 for the winner, 20 for the
yeah,
night or
something like that. But, yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, they want the check, but I don't think none of these guys want to play that. I mean, the season is over. You want to go on vacation at the end of the day. If you're not playing
or do you want to play flag football with children? I don't know. I say nay.
Yeah, I say nay.
Let me throw this one at y'all. It's a young lady named Alex Bentley. She said her and Brittany Griner are really, really good friends. But she's gonna play in Russia. Not for the same team that Brittany played for, but the Russians is giving checks. I did my research. It's nobody in the WNBA making more than $250,000. The girl from the Las Vegas Aces, Jackie Young, she's getting $252,000. And if Brittany was playing, she would be getting $227,000. The Russians is playing $1 million a season for the ladies. So they've been going over there for a minute. Now the WNBA is calling this Alex Bentley chick a sellout because a lot of other players said they're not going to Russia now. But she says she ain't been in the league for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And Russia want to give her some money. Now how Russia got time to be still trying to beat up on Ukraine and play basketball at the same time, I don't know, but I ain't mad at her. Brittany ain't got nothing to do with her money.
Yeah, I mean.
And she will never play in the WNBA again, so.
You know. Exactly. So, you know, I'm pretty sure that, listen, I ain't never been to Russia, so I can't sit up there and give an opinion about how can the war be going on and still be playing basketball games. Russia's pretty big, you know what I'm saying? So, but at the same time, I don't know, bro. That's a tough one. And you got to feed your family. You got to earn to get that check because it ain't going
to
be there forever.
I don't think America should let her go to Russia. I don't think as a citizen.
That's risky, bro. That's risky. Yeah. All money ain't good money. That's risky. I don't know if I would do that, bro.
But she's been out the league 2 seasons. If she wasn't getting $100,000 for 3 seasons before that, which is $56,000 after taxes, then she needs some money. Now, if she got to play through war-torn Russia and got to wear a bulletproof vest to go to the stadium like that, she's obviously saying hey, I love Brittany, free Brittany Griner, but I got to get my cheese.
At the end of the day, if we all had to play.
What time is the end of the day? I hate when people say that.
You know what time? You
just started like this. You know what, guys? At 9:26.
Okay. I'll put it like this. You know what, guys? At 0:03. At the end of the day.
Yeah, dog.
You want at the end of the day, you want to make your money. I'm not going to stop anybody from making the money because guys do it too. Some of the NBA players are trying to get you in the NBA. They're playing overseas. They're playing in Russia. It's all about getting a paycheck.
But well, the bottom line is the WNBA ain't paying these ladies. And if you was paying them, because LeBron James ain't trying to play in Asia.
Yeah, but you got some guys that can't play in the NBA. They're playing overseas. You got some guys doing that. Because
you got a bunch of people doing that.
Okay, but I'm saying guys do it. Women should be able to do it. The only thing you got to make sure you do, you better stay clean. You know what Russia is all about.
Yeah.
You know, if you go over there dirty, you end up like Brittany Griner. So don't go over there dirty.
Then Dennis Rodman is going to have to save you.
On that note,
I would like to speak to the president.
Was that Brittany or Dennis?
No, then Brittany get on the phone and go, I already talked to him. And then Dennis say, did you tell him I was in town? And then Brittany go, I can't talk real long, Dennis.
All right, y'all, that's it, man. We done. I hate the homies. Podcast, make sure y'all download, subscribe, continue to rate and review 5-star ratings, baby. We love y'all for that. I'm Rock Teasy, the sports genius.
My team is sorry, but I'm still Griff, the first homie, and I hate the homies right now.
Just don't rate us as 0-3. Like the Raiders. But guess what?
We don't care.
We still love you, dog. We still love you, Grill. 0-3, baby. 0-3.
It's all you little sugar bear. It's going to be okay, you little sugar.
Yes, it is. Who 0-3? Who don't have a win? Who don't have a win? Who want to win? Who want to win? Baby. Shark doo 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 doo.
Deuces, man. We out.
Just lose, baby. Just lose.
I hate the homies.
I Hate the Homies is an Urban One Incorporated and Reach Media production hosted by your boy, Griff, me, Rock T and Super Dave. Follow I Hate the Homies on all social media at I Hate the Homies. Executive produced by Arlen Griff Griffin, a diehard Raider fan no matter what. Supervisory producer Kobe Cole Tyner, who is an Eagle fan. They 3-0. I'm not mad at you. Sales and corporate partnerships, Josh Romani, Khadijah Campbell, and Pamela Summers. Digital marketing, J.R. Davis and the Bears, and Tim Hall. Thank y'all for listening to I Hate the Homies, and please tell a friend and tell a friend.